On a frigid night last week, several dozen people gather in the WHQR gallery to hear which items top this year's economic agenda for six community leaders. State House Representative Rick Catlin is one of them.
One of the big issues that we're going to be tackling in the General Assembly is, as a member of the Coastal Caucus, are our beaches, inlets, waterways, rivers, harbors, ports. Those are very important assets, and even though we may not be growing, those keep us from going away completely.
Catlin also talks about the importance of promoting New Hanover County's international assets through the Foreign Trade Council, which he now chairs. And of course, tax reform tops his list.
There are a lot of devils in the details on that, but the goal is to find ways to lower the burden on our businesses without raising the burden on our citizens.
But a different kind of burden on the Wilmington metropolitan area is already worrisome, says Connie Majorette, head of Wilmington's Chamber of Commerce.
Unemployment may be down. We can pat ourselves on the back. But if you look at job growth numbers, with fewer jobs than we had 2 years ago, people aren't looking or they're leaving town. That's a dire situation. I think people always think Wilmington does well because it's Wilmington. We got a beach, we got a river. But I think that's something we all have to drill down on and look at the realities of what our economy's made of.
Wilmington area leaders need to turn a laser-like focus, says Majorette, on creating jobs. The Milken Institute recently released rankings for the nation's best-performing cities. In 2011, the Wilmington metro area ranked 76th out of 200 for creating and sustaining jobs and growing the economy. Majorette compares this year's rankings.
For 2012, we ranked 114. We were at 76th the year before. Negative job growth caused most of that decline.
The message that the area's job growth is not just stalled, but upside down, is getting through. Bill Graham, an attendee, tries to turn the focus to solutions.
And I think people in this room would like to hear what you all think and intend to do about this, so that we have a visionary statement and we move the community forward. Come together, get it done.
Although highly specific ideas aren't part of this discussion, collaboration, community partnerships, and entrepreneurial thinking are repeated often and held up by the six panelists as a new economic paradigm. Here's UNCW Chancellor Gary Miller.
The University of North Carolina Wilmington has 712 formal partnerships with various entities in this county and city.
Brett Juarez, one of the panelists, is Associate Director of the Southeast Area Health Education Center.
Finally, our mission is summed up best by saying it's teaching health and taking care, and that's really been accomplished through partnerships, hundreds of partnerships throughout our five-county area.
Arts Council Executive Director Rhonda Bellamy names it as one of her top three goals this year.
To continue to foster the collaborations that we were so good at in the first year.
As the discussion continues, Chancellor Miller keeps coming back to the idea of a synergistic approach, citing examples in progress at UNCW, including a soon-to-open marine biotechnology facility. It'll house businesses that partner with UNCW researchers. Miller also announces the creation of a department set up for the sole purpose of finding and building community partnerships.
We're very excited about what we're doing in the economic development area as a partner. We are the fourth largest employer in the area, and so we feel an obligation to be a creative and vigorous and contributing partner in economic development activities.
But the audience wants to get back to specifics. One woman asks whether panelists think Titan Cement's plans to build and operate a new facility in Castle Hayne will be an attractor or a detractor for other desirable industries. After a few seconds of silence, Connie Majorette of the Chamber of Commerce speaks up.
It would be nice in a perfect world to only have the kind of jobs you wanted yourself in a community. I think we need a balanced economy. And literally, until we change the laws so that someone is not able to meet the standards of the state, the standards of the state are there. So.
More silence. Then the moderator gently asks if anyone else would like to weigh in. Majorette stares pointedly at Rick Catlin.
Chicken.
Catlin comes back at her.
You're a troublemaker.
And then he says he believes Titan will have impacts on the community.
But personally, I don't think that that the benefits will outweigh the impacts. That's just a personal thing.
Wilmington's always been a tough place to work, says the chamber's majorette. And that's been true for years.
But we've got to get over that. We have just got to. And I'm really hopeful with the chancellor and the new community college president and the new superintendent and us wanting to work with as many people as we can to make changes. I'm really thinking that we're at the bottom and have to go up.
Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.